Would that be one of those mornings?
Yeah. Every morning. Oh, God. Chill out.
Dude, all right, so...
Who dropped
that much caffeine? I don't drink caffeine, so... Only when I need it. And
somebody
this morning,
put a little bit of
a little afraid I might need it. So.
Something in your coffee, I think, besides caffeine. Anyway, well, moving on. You know.
Yeah.
Justice is joining us again. Hey, Justice.
Hey.
You're coming in to present your Plain People segment again today.
Yep, we got a couple international folks today.
Very cool.
We actually,
was it the nice Argentine woman who asked us for a ride?
Yes, that is one of the people.
I figured. So we're driving way west of us, our campsite, way up Lindbergh, basically, trying to find the South Africans because I think their encampment is so neat. The way they're set up, they're packed in there. All the tents are identical, and you can tell like when the models change from year to year. So they have some in purple, and then they have some in green, and then they have a couple of different branded tents. But all of those are lined together, so they're all lined up. So I took Justice out there to see it, and on the way back, this woman literally kind of ran out in the road in front of us and said, hey, could you get me to the International Visitors Tent? I need to be there in 10 minutes, which... Even by cart, I think it took us like 8 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
Because she was supposed to be there for a photo, so.
And then they had the International Day Parade yesterday, too, so. So after, because I got dropped off at the camp, and I was like, I should have got that lady's name from my segment. So then I'm over there looking, like, so, oh, there she is.
Yeah, he went and stalked her.
Nice. <after that>. Good job.
Like good radio people do.
Yes, true story.
All right, well, yeah, I guess we'll get into Sophia's piece. She's from Argentina.
You're tuned into EAA Radio. My name is Justice, and I'm here with Sophia. She is about a six-year EAA Oshkosh goer. How are you doing, Sophia? Why don't you introduce yourself and let us know where you're from?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm from Argentina, and I'm 19 years old, and I came here since I was like 12 years old. And I really like it. I love it. It's like a week that I have with my family. And I really like to know people, to meet people. And every year it gets better. I love it.
Is it your family involved in aviation? Is that how it works?
Yeah. My father is a crop duster. And he does a commercial fly. And well, I'm taking my pilot license, so we are like all my family is aviation, involved in the aviation,
like training to be pilots and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you're on your way to being a pilot, right?
Yeah, I'm I have 16 hours now.
Okay. I'm not quite sure how many you need, but that's a lot more than I do. I don't have any. I'm not going to be a pilot at all. So you've been coming. Do you have favorite memories from the last years that you've been here?
Yeah, well, I love the Wall of Fire. That's awesome. And the night shows.
Yeah,
the night
really cool.
Air show. Yeah, we love it. We love it. Every year it gets better.
Did you get to see the one on Wednesday with the...
Yeah, we were there. We are my family, my grandpa, my grandma. We were all here. We are in a motorhome camping all the week.
Did you fly up on your family's like personal aircraft, or did you fly it just commercially?
No, we wish to. We want to do it. We are from Argentina, so we want to come here with our airplane.
Yeah.
That is my dream.
Very nice. If you could fly one of any of the planes here on the camp or on the one of the, if you could fly any of the planes here at AirVenture, which one would that be?
P-51.
Yeah, I like that plane.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
Yeah, I love it. I love warbirds.
Yeah, the warbirds are really cool.
Yeah, they are there.
I actually got to talk to one of the guys over there. He used to fly the AT-6 in the show when he was younger. So that was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of all the questions I have for you. Thank you, Sophia, for coming out and talking with me. Hope you have a good rest of Oshkosh.
Oh, thank you. You too.
She seems really enthusiastic about
Yeah, she
aviation very in general and excited to be here. It's a long trip. I mean,
it is.
I mean, I complain about my hour and a half drive.
Shut it.
Yeah, she's been coming since she's about 12, I think, is what she said in there. And so, like, she's 19 and she's on her way to being a pilot. That's very super cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So who else did you talk to yesterday?
Well, along that same trip, we went up to the South African camp.
Yes.
And I got to talk to one of the volunteers there. His name is Ray Hollins. He's not the main guy there. The main guy's name is Neil Bowden. And what they do is they kind of run like a getaway tour to Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. So they have like a website where they advertise it kind of as a getaway tour for people that like planes and stuff.
Cool.
So this year they had about 120 people sign up from the South Africa area. And that is apparently a low number.
Really?
And yeah, it's pretty cool. Ray's been here since the beginning of July helping set up this camp, because this camp is amazing. Like, it's basically a hotel, kind of. They have a lot of infrastructure, and it's really nice.
I noticed that they have a small shed and some large tents and whatnot. So.
Yes, they do. I actually talked to Ray in that shed. We're here over at the South Africa camp, and I'm here with Ray. How you doing, Ray? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and stuff.
Morning. My name is Ray Hollins. I live in Zimbabwe, which is the country north of South Africa. We've been coming here. Well, I personally have been coming here 8 or 9 years, but Neil Bowden, who runs this camp, this is his 20th year of bringing people out here.
How did you personally find out about EAA and aviation and stuff like that? How did you get interested in it?
Well, I've been flying for many years, and Oshkosh, we don't call it EAA. When over there, we all talk about Oshkosh. Oshkosh is just, have you been to Oshkosh? Have you heard of Oshkosh? Wow, go to Oshkosh, you know, that sort of thing. And that's how I got involved with it. I heard about it, and I found out that Neil did his tour, and I came out with him, and I was amazed, and now I'm part of the team that comes out here and prepares this camp every year.
Yeah, you guys got quite the setup out here. How many people do you guys have camping here? And you got quite a lot of infrastructure as well.
Oh, this year, because of the effect on the local South African currency, the rand, it's been hammered because of bad political moves in South Africa. So the currency is devalued, and it's harder for people to get here. So the numbers are down a bit, about the same as last year, but about 120 people this year. But normally there's a few more. As far as the infrastructure, Neil has built up over the years the necessary stuff to be able to put on a really good show, a really good environment for guys to stay in. We camp. Because of the closeness of it all, most people end up as friends, you know, sort of lifelong friends from here.
One of the main thread that I've heard in a lot of interviews that I've done so far this week, just people coming here and making lifelong friends and kind of a family that they see once a year here. Yeah, that's one of the best parts, I think. So how did you guys all kind of fly together? Or do you guys fly separately?
The majority come together and arrive at Chicago, and then they bus them up in a Lamer's bus, and when we finish, they go back that way. But then we have a lot of guys who come in. They're airline pilots. They can get concessions on the fares, etc. They come in via Washington and that route, but the majority come in en masse.
And then I guess kind of my final question is about your flying. Did you fly in with the group? And then if not, do you just have a plane back home that's your favorite or anything like that?
I came early, July the 7th. We arrived and to get this camp built up with Neil Bowden and Catalin, his wife. And they have a website called AAT, then we just build all the tents and build the actual camp itself, and all the stuff at the end of that is packed away and kept on site for the next year. You know, what has to be renewed will be renewed, and etc. etc. You know, my own flying. I have a Tiger Moth and a Chipmunk, and a R-22 and a Reams rocket and a little Piper Colt. And it sounds so grand, but it took many, many years to get it all. And I just won't sell it. You know, when I die, somebody else can sell it.
There you go. And now, is there any planes here on the grounds that if you could pick one of them, which one would you fly?
On a personal basis, I have a toss-up between three. One would be the Subsonics jet, but if I could get my fat backside into that. And then yeah, I like that. I like the Sea Ray. That Sea Ray is really nice, and the RV-14.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ray, for hanging out with me for a little bit. Hope you have a good rest of Oshkosh.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You know, Ray has a great way of saying his big butt, basically.
Yeah.
My fat backside.
He was a good dude. I like talking to that guy.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I didn't realize they stored all that stuff on the grounds, but I guess that makes sense.
Oh,
can you
absolutely
imagine trying to, you know, pay for transporting that back?
It would cost you more to ship the tent than to buy the tent.
You just end up buying it new every year. Wow.
You can kind of, they have photo galleries on their website for their tour.
Sure.
It's called airadventure.co.za. They have some pictures of their camp and just pictures of the people that are along with them. It's a pretty cool little gallery.
And pictures that you had from our plane people of the day will also be added to our gallery on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I'll be doing that right after this.
Yes. Even if you're not a Facebook user, you can see our page and those pictures at facebook.com/EAA radio. So check that out.